Minner's. You know, like Minner cheese sandwich. Yeah.
Do people ever say, around here, ever say earthworm?
Yeah, earthworm. Mm-hmm. But it's mostly just worm. People are saying earthworm now since they came out with a special not too long ago about earthworm cookies and all of that stuff, you know. But there's earthworms and there's grub worms. People use grubs, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
Grubs are awful squishy. You get them on the hook and this yellow stuff starts running out of them, you know. And the earthworm just wiggles or wriggles
right.
all the way through.
You ever heard of a night crawler?
Yeah, a night crawler is a certain kind of earthworm. I mean, you know, there's red worms and earthworms. And,
yeah.
But a night crawler is supposed to be about the best for catching catfish with, you know, other than Catfish Charlie. That stuff stinks, man.
They kill me. I was trying to fish catfish with some of that stuff. And I just can't keep the stuff on the hook.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to mix a flour with it.
No, you just have to
pack it in the refrigerator and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a sack of flour with that stuff, and it was still flying on my hook. This old black dude. Down.
Did you have a hook with a spring on it? You know that you...
Yeah. All that. Nothing was working.
Hmm.
This old black dude was down a little ways from it. He was using that stuff straight out of the cup. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, unmodified catfish.
Yeah.
He just grabbed a handful of that stuff, slapping on the hook, pew,
yeah.
stayed on.
I don't
know what in the world. But
maybe the constituency of your hand oil didn't do him. They use chicken liver around here, too, you know.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
good.
For fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And, I have fish with bacon.
Bacon?
You know, a piece of fat back. Yeah, when I was a kid, we used to take, you know, fat back. And, you know, used to, especially if your worms are a little bit dry, you'd chew, you know, we chewed tobacco all our lives, you know, it's a little, and spit a little bit of that cannonball on him, make them sweet, you know, and drop them in the water.
Yeah.
Catch a fish every time.
What about this kind of turtle that stays on land, though? What would you call
it? Just a turtle. You mean like a terrapin?
Yeah.
Ah, well, terrapin would be that kind, you know. Then there's a mud turtle that stays in the water, you know, and it's just a plain old, damn old turtle. I mean, you know, just a turtle.
Have you ever heard of a turtle around here that really stunk? Stinking gem?
No. No, snapping turtles, you know.
Okay. You ever heard people call a land turtle a cooter or a gopher?
No. Nah, a gopher is a gopher.
Gopher is a gopher.
Yeah.
You mean rodent? Like
yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Gophers kind of match you use. You know, you get a gopher, pack of gophers from the bank, you know, these giveaway matches. We call them gophers.
Why?
Yeah, well, because when you try to strike one, you might as well go for another one, you know. But I'm always, you know, hey, man, you got a pack of gophers on you, you know.
Okay. I heard Flunky call them gopher. Gopher this, gopher that.
Oh, yeah, right.
What about a little animal that looks, it's got claws, looks a little like a lobster, stays in freshwater streams, swims way backwards? Some people use them for bait. Some people eat them especially.
What, crawfish?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Crayfish. But around here's crawfish. They have crawfish hold. Some people call them crawdads.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. All right, a few insects. These insects that you see at night that like to fly in circles around lights, any idea what they are?
Well, there's a lot of them like that. You know, like candle flies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sort of thing.
Candle flies. Mostly. Of course, then you have, you know, fireflies. We used to call them lightning bugs.
Right.
And we'd catch them and put them in a Coke bottle, you know, put a whole bunch of them in a Coke bottle and put a stick on the top of it, a stopper, put them in the closet, you know, watch the closet light up. you know. Yeah, right.
Okay. What about the ones that lead holes in your clothes?
That's a moth.
Mm-hmm.
Moths.
Okay.
You know, it's like, you know, the story. Something I can't even remember now, something about... Some old lady and, you know, the snake skin and the moth balls, you know, and he said, hey, I know you're lying now, moth ain't got no balls, but anyway, I can't remember it, but it's something like that, you know. Yeah.
What about the insect that's got a long, thin body, you see them around ponds and lakes, he'll light on your face.
Snake doctor.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know what they are. Devil's horse, snake doctor.
They're
what are they?
Well, dragonflies?
Yeah, dragonflies, yeah, okay.